Watch Angel Moms to Congress, You Are Co-Conspirators in the Deaths of Our Children. By John Binder on September 27, 2019. Angel Moms, whose children have been killed by illegal aliens, spoke directly to Congress on Capitol Hill this week, declaring pro-illegal immigration politicians the co-conspirators in their loved ones' deaths. During a press conference in Washington, D.C., on Wednesday, Angel Moms Angie Morfin, Maureen Maloney, and Vicky Lyons demanded action from Congress to stop illegal immigration into the United States and thus save the lives of Americans and legal immigrants who may become the victims of illegal alien crime. Lyon, who lost her daughter Nikki in 2001 when an illegal alien hit and killed her, said politicians who support illegal aliens and the sanctuary city policies that protect them from deportation are co-conspirators in deaths like her daughter's. To every politician and law enforcement agency and the organizations who are harboring and protecting these illegal alien fugitives, you are co-conspirators and you are complicit for our American children's deaths, Lyon said. You have blood on your hands. You took an oath to protect all Americans. How many more legal American parents will you allow to identify their child's body in a morgue? Congress, you must act now, she continued. Angel families do not want anyone else to share in our tragedies. Morfin, whose 13-year-old son Reuben was murdered by an illegal alien gang member in 1990, said the illegal immigration issue impacts Hispanic Americans like her the most because it is their communities which are often ravaged by gang violence. This problem affects the Latino community more than anybody because we are among illegal aliens, Morfin said. And everybody thinks we're the same and that we think the same, but we're not. We don't think the same. I was born here and I love being American. I've been fighting this fight for a very long time. I was here 20 years ago, it was just me, Morfin recalled. It really hurts me to see so many families because our immigration has just gone down the drain. Maloney, who lost her 23-year-old son Matthew when an illegal alien driving a truck dragged him a quarter of a mile to his death, said the blood of her son and the American victims of illegal immigration is on the hands of Congress. Illegal immigration is a bipartisan issue. Illegal immigration is not a victimless crime nor does it care what party you're affiliated with, Maloney said. Every year, thousands of citizens are killed by illegal aliens. Even more are raped, forced into sex trafficking, maimed, assaulted, and have their identities stolen. In the 8 years since my son's death, the only thing that has changed is the death toll, she said. Every year, about 2,000 Americans are killed by illegal aliens according to an analysis by Representative Mo Brooks, RL. Of the roughly 150,000 federal inmates in Bureau of Prisons custody, more than 40,000 are illegal aliens, indicating that more than 25% of the federal prison population came to the U.S. illegally. Only about 10% of the incarcerated population is in federal custody, with the remaining 90% in state and local custody. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.